The consumer watchdog is ramping up its crackdown on major supermarkets. Australia's top supermarkets, i.e. Coles and Woolworths, have been copying a lot of criticism in recent years.
Our grocery giants are among the most profitable in the world.
Price gouging mafia.
Quite literally, like being able to afford food to eat.
The scrutiny has come from pretty much all sides of politics and has focused on anti-competitive behaviour, misleading discounts and jacking up prices when it's not justified. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the ACCC, has been leading the charge. From July 1st, it will be monitoring prices set by Coles and Woolworths, and if they're deemed to be using excessive pricing, they could cop a fine of up to $10 million. Katrina Lowe is the Deputy Chair of the ACCC.
This is not about not being able to put prices up where that is justified. It is about making sure that that justification is there.
There's no set definition of an excessive price, but Ms Lowe says the watchdog will focus on supermarket data as well as honing in on products flagged by consumers to figure out if prices have been raised when they should not have been.
Having a look in the first instance at costs and margins, and then the surrounding sets of circumstances relating to those products.
Andy Kelly from Consumer Group Choice has welcomed the move.
What it will do is shine a bit more light on what it actually costs the supermarkets to supply products in Australia.
All this comes after a high-profile inquiry into Coles and Woolworths, which found they're among the most profitable supermarkets in the world, but did not actually find evidence of price gouging. In a statement, a Woolworths spokesperson raised concerns about the new monitoring laws only targeting two supermarket groups, but the ACCC says they'll apply to any supermarket business with more than $30 billion of revenue a year. Both Coles and Woolworths say they're focused on delivering good prices for customers. The ACCC is encouraging customers and suppliers to get in touch with concerns about pricing of particular products. Now, this price monitoring isn't the only new power the ACCC is flexing when it comes to supermarkets. It's also recently been given new powers around supermarket competition, and in an unprecedented move, it's put them to use to block the opening of a new Coles supermarket in the outback town of Kalgoorlie. Coles has been wanting to open a second supermarket and a Liquorland in the small WA city, which already has a Coles, a Woolworths, two franchised IGAs and two independent grocers. The watchdog argues the move would knock out smaller competitors. Coles says it disagrees with the decision and is considering its next steps. Earlier this year, the ACCC won a court case against Coles, with the federal court finding the supermarket misled its customers with its Down Down campaign. The court will also rule on a similar case against Woolworths at a later date.